Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
I wanted the first discussion towards Pesach. I want to get to the Seder Be'ez Hashem Yisparach, but our first discussion should be Chametz. And the reason I think our first discussion should be Chametz, guys are ready. I think the Chas and Aaron Shmel might leave tomorrow, Aaron. And as guys, I said yesterday, and just the halach is, as guys leave, they have a chiyuv bedikas chametz. Already from Purim, most people, Reb Levi is coming from our homes, we don't think about bedikas. Our wives are starting to think about it now, but we're not thinking about our own personal bedikas till Erev Pesach. In yeshiva, as guys set sail, Aaron, if you leave tomorrow, you have a chiyuv bedikas tonight. As guys, if you're uncertain if you're coming back, the pashtus, you might come back for a day. The pashtus, if you're leaving, you're not sleeping here another night, is your chiyuv bedikas tonight. So you're baidik around, you don't do a bracha. Some even hold up, Davy, some even keep the minig and they put pieces out. I know, for a guy like Aaron, I should ask Maish, he should put 10 pieces around your room and then the chevra could watch Aaron search for his pieces. But be'emes, you have a chiyuv. What you're doing is around your bed, you're clearing out the chametz. No, no, it's b'li bracha. What'd you say? No. Some don't even put their pieces out. But zikr, you have a chayves bedika. You have a chayves bedika the night before you leave, and you search for chametz. So now, what you should do is, Aaron, you, while you're doing that, you don't have to clean up, then do your bedika. Let it be your cleanup. Clean under your bed, go through your stuff, make sure there's no chametz. Especially your case with Bez Hashem, you'll be not coming back here after Pesach, but starting your own home. So you have to make sure all your chametz is gone. You have a regular chiyuv bedika. All the guys here, the night before they leave, if anybody's leaving next Thursday, so Wednesday night, there has to be a bedika around guys' bed, through guys' stuff, to make sure, without a bracha, to leave bracha. So I wanted to talk about chametz for a few minutes, just the halachas, the basic halachas for a few minutes, so maybe a couple of svaras, a couple of things. I want to get to the Seder. We must talk about the Seder, but the reason I want to start chametz is because that's what's relevant now. That's what's relevant as guys are leaving. So there's three psukim. There are three psukim that deal with chametz in the Torah. In terms of archi, of their two lois assays, Bal Yira and Bal Yimatza, the lois assays Chazal say are saying the same thing. Each one is megala onto the other. There's a lois assay, two lois assays, not to have chametz on Pesach. Bal Yira and Bal Yimatza. The lashon is not to see. A person's over, even if they don't see it, that's the pasuk Bal Yimatza. There's an Isser, Bal Yiram, Bal Yimatza, Chametz, not to own Chametz on Pesach. It has to be, it's yours. Shalachai Ataraya Shalachayim. The Isser is an Isser Daraisa, not to keep Chametz in our house on Pesach. That's two Laisa says. The positive command says, Tashbisu Sarvatechem, destroy Chametz from your house, get rid of it. Tashbisu Sarvatechem, destroy it. It's a very interesting assay. We were commanded to destroy chametz from your house. Gershi, what's interesting, Gershon, is should a guy buy chametz to destroy it? Let's say a guy has no chametz Erev Pesach. We have a mitzvah d'araisa tashbisu sarim batechem. Just like we have a mitzvah d'araisa to shake a lulav, it says destroy chametz from your house. The Minchas Chinuch asks, is that an active mitzvah? Should you buy chametz to destroy it? Or is it just another way of saying don't have it? There are some assays that are called Isser assays. They're not active chiyuvim. It's just another way of saying don't have it. That we're going to discuss yet, Avi, is it an active chiyuv buy chametz to destroy it? So Erev Pesach, you have no chametz. Find chametz to destroy. Or destroy chametz is just another way of saying don't have it. You don't have to actively get it and destroy it. That we're gonna
fully accomplished it, even if you didn't destroy it.
Yeah, as long as you don't have. Is there an inyan to destroy, or just another way of saying not to have? The lois asay say not to have. The asay says tashbisu sar, destroy it. Do you have to buy and destroy, or if you don't have, it's fine also?
It's much more fun.
So the truth is, I'll talk about that now for a few minutes. Anybody who's thinking about chametz, of course, has to ask. But the first, I want to learn the halacha. It definitely brings up, we're handling getting rid of chametz. What is chametz? What's this about? What's Hashem saying to me? I want to think about that together. That what is Hashem saying? He's handling, get rid of chametz, destroy it. What's this chametz that's become our crazy enemy? And all year round, b'seid gomer, chametz is excellent. It comes one time a year, one period of the year, at the formation of our people, Pesach. The start of it all, there's a massive hadgash, a massive stress not to have chametz. To eat chametz is an iser kares. To chas v'shalom eat chametz on Pesach is like a terrible lois asay. It's actually chayiv kares, a very chamer. But not only can you eat chametz, not only is there an iser in achilas chametz, there's an iser in just having it. Remarkably, it's an iser daraisa bal yuroa bal yamatzi, and not let it have chametz. There's also a din tashbisu, destroy it. Now we're asking, should you buy to destroy? So that's a very interesting shaila, if you should buy to destroy. We could talk about that. We could talk about that now. How to view tashbisu? Is it an act of command, or is it just me not to have? There's a Reb Chaim on it. I want to get there. I'm going to hold off on that right now. That's a good shot. It's the Minchas Chinuch, the great Ach, the Minchas Chinuch, Shaila amongst others who asked this. We'll get back to that. What do we do about our problem of having chametz? Hashem was mitzavas, two lois asays and asay to get rid of chametz. So what do we do to get rid of chametz? There are three plans. It's really two that are three. There are really two plans. I'm going to call it three plans that Yidden do. I'll call it for now three plans that Yidden do to get rid of their chametz. Plan number one Yidden do is we destroy it. That's the simplest plan. So find the chametz and destroy it. Destroy it, get rid of it. Mamish, get rid of it, destroy it. That's plan number one. Plan number two is something called bittul. You could leave chametz everywhere in your house, and you do bittul. You mevatel your chametz. All of us are going to do that. Before this man eser, chametz is not just usher on Pesach. It's usher from 6 hours and on Erev Pesach. And what you didn't do 6 hours and on Erev Pesach is before the 6 hours. You can't do it once chametz becomes usher. You can't do it. But before the 6th hour, there's something called bittul. I am mevatel my chametz. There's a statement we're all going to say, Nachum Posetz, going to remind everybody to do Erev Pesach. Kol chamira v'chamia de'ikar b'rishusi. V'chazde, d'loy chazde, d'barat d'loy b'arate, l'havi hefker ka'afra da'ara. You're going to make it hefker like the dirt of the ground. It's called bittul. That's what every single year does to chametz. Now, by the way, Aaron, when you do b'dika tonight, you're going to do a bittul, you're going to be mevatel all chametz that you don't find. But what you find, you're bringing home, you're not mevatel, you might eat it. Erev Pesach, before this mana is, before 6 hours, we're all going to do bittul. Every one of us is going to be mevatel our chametz. What are you doing when you do bittul, Avi? What is bittul? So machlaik is Rashi and Taisvis. This plan, we can either physically destroy our chametz. That's one plan, get rid of it. Burn it, destroy it, flush it down the toilet. That's one inyan. The other thing we could do is do bittul. What is bittul? Zmachloik is Rashi and Taisvis. Rashi says that bittul is to mentally destroy it. It's like whacked. There's like almost no precedent to this in Yiddishkeit. You could physically destroy it. Where bittul is to look at a cake and you mentally destroy it. I think it's amazing that there's such a thing. Rashi holds that bittul is mental destruction. Rashi said, who made this up? Because Hashem, when he said get rid of it, used the funny word. Tashbisu is a bad, weird word. Hashem should have said tevaru, burn it, destroy it. Shem said tashbisu, strange word. Says Rashi, it's being marbe, mental destruction. And you're allowed to do bittul, you can mentally, and I'm not physically, you look at a piece of cake, you destroy it. I think it's amazing that we could destroy something up here. I think that's amazing. I think it's just true. We could destroy another human being up here. You could destroy a person. You look at them as garbage, you destroy. It's not a cute thing. From the lahalacha in chametz, you can mentally destroy a piece of cake. You smattered it to smithereens. Because I mentally, it's garbage to me. That's what Rashi says bittul is. There's like no, there's nothing else in Yiddishkeit that seems very similar. Rashi says what we are doing Erev Pesach is mentally destroying chametz. Taisvis says that it's hefker. That what you're doing when you're mevatel, you're doing hefker. Hefker. I'm being good old-fashioned hefker. There are three kashas on Taisvis. The Ran has three kashas on Taisvis. Taisvis says, what's this mental destruction? Taisvis does not learn there's such a thing called mental destroying. You have chametz, what are you talking? You could be mafker. The iser deraisa is only shalacha iyat deraya. If you own it, you're over by you, I'll buy you matzah. If I'm mafker, it's not mine. So bitlas, it's not mine. Hefker, not mine anymore. That Taisvis holds bitl is good old fashioned hefker. The three big kashas on Taisvis. The simplest kash on Taisvis, why is it called bitl? What's this language bitl? Why call it bittul? Call it in Rashi, bittul means you're mevatel. You destroy it mentally. So in Rashi, bittul's very geschmack, this lushan bittul, you're mevatel. You make it nothing. We're discussing Avi and Avi. Oh, there's code free shear. Avi, we're discussing we have an Isser D'Raisa not to own chametz. Not only aren't you allowed to eat chametz on Pesach, you can't own chametz. So what do we do about that? We have an Isser D'Raisa not to own chametz. What do we do, Aviad? Two things. Oh, we're going to get to selling in a minute. Either physically destroy it, burn it, destroy it, one. Two is we have something called bittul, Erev Pesach, Aviad, before 6 hours. You, not your dad, you have an obligation, you're going to say bittul. Nachum's going to send it out to the Chevra, and you're going to speak out. Kol chamira v'chamia, the ikar b'rishusi, every chametz that I have in my rishus, the chazde or the loy chazde, whether I saw it or not, the bi'arte v'loy bi'arte, whether I destroyed it or not, libatel v'avi hefker kafra dar shmi batel and hefker like the dirt of the ground. You're going to do bittul.
I have to do it also?
Yes, absolutely. Mechoyim, absolutely. What? Bittul. Does he have to do it also? His dad does it. The answer is 100%.
The fire is symbolical, right?
No, there's two things. We burn chametz. We're going to get to why did I burn it if I... There's two things. We could physically destroy chametz. We could verbally destroy it.
Bittul. According the night before?
We're going to discuss why we do both, Abby. It's a very strong... You have to do both. We're going to discuss. Search and destroy is one thing. That's a search and destroy. Searching connects to physically destroying it. It's a search and destroy. There's a totally different thing we do. I'm going to discuss why we do both in minutes. But we also do bittul. First, before we discuss why we do both, what is bittul? What does it mean to be mevatel? Aviad. So Rashi says bittul is to mentally destroy chametz. You can physically destroy it, or you can mentally destroy. Rashi says bittul is mental destruction. Who said you're allowed to mentally destroy it? Where do we get this from? Because Hashem used the funny word when he said destroy chametz. He did not say tivaru, which means to destroy. He said tashbisu, said Rashi, this weird word is mental destruction. Taisus looks at Rashi and says, what are you talking about? Let's mean to mentally destroy something. Taisvis says, bittul is hefker. You're mafker it. It's not mine, hefker. The iser of chametz is to own it. Bittul's hefker. Three bomb kashas on Taisvis. Kasha one is hefker. Why does it use a weird word called bittul? Kasha one. Kasha two is there's a sheet of Reb Yosef in Adarm. In the Dharma, in the end of the fourth paragraph, Yosef says that when you mafker something, it's yours till somebody else picks it up. If you ever mafker something, you still own it. Hefter gives somebody the right to take it, but it's still yours. If nobody takes it, it's yours. That's what Rabbi Yosef holds hefker is. Do we paskin like Rabbi Yosef? No. But according to Rabbi Yosef, what do you mean you make it hefker? But if nobody takes it, it's still yours, and you're over in a sederaisa. So what does Rabbi Yosef do with bittul? If Tysus is right that Bittel's hefker, then in Rabbi Yosef it shouldn't work, and there's nobody who argues on Bittel. It's a Gemara mivat loy beliboy v'day. It's enough to do Bittel. If Bittel's hefker, and according to Rabbi Yosef, it shouldn't be sufficient. It's still yours. And Rabbi Yosef, in the end of the fourth parak in Adarim, says that when you mafker something, it's yours till somebody else acquires it. Now Hagamli don't paskin like Rabbi Yosef, but according to Rabbi Yosef, Bittel shouldn't work. The Gemara says it unanimously. Everybody agrees to Bittel. Doesn't bring Rav Yosef arguing. Kasha 2 on Tosfos. Kasha 3 is Hefker. You need to speak out. Could you think something's Hefker? Could I be Mafker, this Coke can in my brain? You must speak. As even a Mandamer, you have to speak in front of two people, in front of Adam. Can't think it. Bittel, you could think. It's Hefker. Hefker doesn't work in your brain. It has to be spoken out. It's a sheet to Hefker's a neder. Seis talks about that. Hefker must be spoken out. And Bittel, you could think. So in Rashi, that Bittel's mental destruction, it's okay, you can do it in your brain, fine. In Tysus, that it's Hefker, Hefker must be spoken out. And Bittel's open in the Gemara, Mivat loy b'libay v'day, it's enough to think. Explains the Ran, Chevra, and I want guys to hear this because Chametz is, Yosef, I need you to hear this. Chametz has a very strange thing, and I want everybody to hear this. The Ran explains in Tosfos, Chametz has a very strange phenomenon. After 6 hours into the day Erev Pesach, Chametz is Aser Bahana. You can't have any pleasure from your chametz. Not only can you eat it, it's asur b'ana. You're not let to burn it. You're not let to have pleasure from it. It's asur b'ana chametz. It's asur b'achila u'v'ana. You can't have any pleasure from the chametz. Many rishonim hold that something that's asur b'ana, you can't own. You can't own it. You can't own something that's asur b'ana. Because if you have no pleasures, what do you mean it's yours? I can't eat it, I can't have any pleasures, so you don't own it. Ownership means you could do something with it. If you could do nothing, you don't own it. So the problem, chametz, you're only over what? If you own it. But I can't own chametz because I can't have hana. So what's chametz is pasha shelcha to gemara, shelcha iat to rival, to rival shelachem. It's only us if you own it.
No, not everyone,
but many Rishonim. The Tshuva Sri Vash writes this, the Tshuvas, many Rishonim hold if you have no benefit, you can't own. So if so, with Chametz, I'm only over if I own it, but I can't own it. Says the Gemara Baba Kama, you're only over Chametz if you own it. But Chametz on Pesach, you can't have any pleasure from, so you can't own it. So you're never over, you can't own it.
You shouldn't do anything then.
You shouldn't have to do anything. I don't own my chametz. I can't have pleasure from it. I don't own it. So chametz, you can never be over. You can never transgress owning chametz because I can't own it because I can't have pleasure. So the Gemara Baba Kama asks this question. And the Gemara says, Shnei dvarim einam birshus en shel adam. Two things you don't own. Va'asan akasav kiloim birshusan. God treats it as if you own it. One is a bar. Baba Kama, and one is Chametz on Pesach. If you did nothing to destroy it, Hashem treats it like it's yours, not really yours.
Why?
What?
Why?
It's a very good question. Daniel, I promise you Hashem's talking to us. So you have to think. Daniel says, I am intrigued by Chametz. Chametz, this great enemy called Chametz. And then this oddity that you don't even own it, but if you don't do anything to get rid of it, it's like you own it. Fascinating. But the Gemara Baba Kama says that chametz, if you did nothing to get rid of it, it's like you own it. Says the Ran as follows. Normally, there's rules how to be mafkir or something. You have to speak it out verbally. There's rules how to be mafkir. Chametz, remember, wasn't really yours. It can't be yours. Only God made it, gave it to you. If you do even a small type of hefker, Hashem doesn't make it yours. So if you just think, I don't want this, it's an easier hefker. What you own, mamish, it's hard to get rid of. You have to speak it out verbally. Chametz, you just mentally say, I don't want this. So it's hefker light, if you will. It's hefker, it's an easier hefker. What I own is hard to separate from I own it. Chametz is this funny that I don't really own it. I can't have any pleasure from it. If you did nothing to get rid of it, Hashem makes it yours. If you do a hefker koldu, who is the Lashon Hara, a scaled down hefker, Hashem doesn't make it yours. So think, I don't want this. And then Hashem doesn't make it yours. So it's hefker, but it's an easier hefker. You don't normal hefker, you have to speak out. You just have to think. That's the language, bittel. It doesn't use the language hefker because it's a hefker light. It is hefker, but it's an easier hefker. If you just express, I don't want this, Hashem won't make it yours. I think there's so much to think about philosophically from this. But if you just say, I don't want it, God doesn't make it yours. Just the expression, I don't want this. I don't want this. Whatever it is that chametz represents, keep in mind, and we have this attack to get rid of it, the expression that it's not what I want, that alone, Hashem will make it yours. So that's what bittul is. So we have Rashi that bittul is to mentally destroy it. We have Taisvis that bittul's hefker, but it's hefker light. It's an easier version of hefker. The typical hefker has to be expressed. This can just be thought. The typical hefker may have to be in front of people, in front of Adam. This can be in front of no one. You think it, and God doesn't make it yours.
Is it weird according to Rashi that says both just say bittul? According to
Rashi, I want to get to that. I want to get to that question. Good. Just thinking. That's a Gemara. Mivatloi believe by Vidaya. Gemara Dafav. Rashi and Tais, just think it. Nothing symbolical, no. We're going to get to everything. We'll try to get to everything. Blinader. But again, let's talk what Michal just asked. Let me get right to that aviad, what Michal asked. We have two systems how to get rid of chametz. I'm not going to talk about selling right now. We'll get to selling's a very good point. Right now, I want to talk about our two approaches to chametz. Hashem was mitzavas bal yura bal yimatzah, not to have chametz. We have an asei tashbisu sarbatechem, destroy it. So we have two approaches. We physically destroy it. It's option one. Option physically destroy it. Option two is either in Rashi mentally destroy it, or taisvis be a hefker light. So we have two options.
Physical.
Great question. Elio is 1,000% right that when you mentally destroy it, it's also hefka. It's a very good question. In Rashi, if a guy walks up on a random Tuesday and mentally destroys his bottle of soda, if I tell Avi, I shredded that soda. Can he take it? It's a good question. It's an excellent question. Because we've never heard of bittul, is it also hefka? The answer is probably. I think so. But it's not the mechanism's hefker. I'd mentally destroyed it. Now you probably don't own what you mentally destroyed, but it has nothing to do with hefker. Now, I want to know, and Michal asked, why do we do both? And the Gemara says that mivatloi believe by vidaya, it's enough to mentally destroy it or mafker it. Why do we, Rabbi say, Avi, a very simple question. I want to ask everybody here. Your moms are cleaning like crazy. Our wives are working their heads off. Our wives are working hard. Why don't we just do bittul? According to Rashi, mentally destroy all chametz. According to Taisis, be mafkrin, and you're good to go. What's all this? Why are we exerting so much effort to search? Why are we searching Bidika's part of the destroying thing, the destroying model? Why do we search and destroy chametz? Just do bittul. Everything will be so easy. There'll be complete calmness. Chametz will be all over our houses. And simply we'll do bittul. We'll be mevatel the chametz. Does anybody know why we do search and destroy? Why do we do that? Why are we busy? We make things so hard for ourselves. Lehalacha midoraisa, bittul's enough. So it's like so simple. Just be mafkir all the chametz. It's not mine, according to Tais Hefker. According to Rashi, mentally destroy the chametz. Bezeu, your house is full of chametz. Why do more? What do you say, Aryeh?
Food's
still going to be there. Yeah, food will be around your house. Excellent. So? What? Tosfos says like Aryeh. Tosfos says the reason we don't just do bittel, midaraisa, according to the Torah, it's enough just to do bittel. And we would not have to search and not have to destroy. Says Tosfos Gzeira, Shema Yavi L'Ochli, you might come to eat it. Let me ask you a kash, Aryeh. Are you allowed to have chazer lard around your house? 100%. You're allowed to have lard in your house, chazer. So why don't we make Gzeira, you might come to eat it? So Aryeh says a big difference. Chazer, you're never allowed to eat it. So we're not worried, you'll come to eat it. Chametz is very dangerous. Every morning you have a bowl of Cheerios. Every single morning you have a bowl of Cheerios. If you could have Cheerios in your house, Pesach, because you did bittel, and in the morning you'll just come downstairs and pour yourself a bowl, because that's what you're used to doing. Oh. So yes, Avia, the next gasha. So let's get Tosfos first. The reason we don't just rely on bittel is why? We're worried. Gzeir midrabbanan Tosfos says Shema Yavelochli. You might come to eat it. So therefore, so asked Aviad. Once we're doing now, okay, I hear it's a nice svara word. You'll come to eat it. So now we search and destroy. So why do we do bittel? Let's search and destroy. What is this whole bittel deal? Search and destroy. Why do we do bittel now? If any way you're making me search and destroy. And that's a Mishnah in Psachim, that's Chiyuv, every single Yid, search and destroy. So why am I telling everybody to do bittel? Why do we do bittel? We're searching and destroying anyway. So Aryeh says you might miss something. Now Aryeh, it's very... bittel helps.
No, it doesn't.
Makes it not yours.
What makes it not mine? Either Hefker or mentally destroyed. Says Aryeh, the reason we don't just rely on search and destroy is I might miss something. Now, it's a machlaikis Rishayim Aryeh, what that exactly means. The Gemara, that's a Gemara. This, the first thing was a Taisis. The Gemara asks that why she, Habaydik Tzarech Sheyivatel. Even if you do Bdika, which we all do, you should still do Bittel. Says the Gemara, why? Shemayinska. You might find a nice piece of chametz. Now it's a shaila what that means. So let's say I did search my whole house. I want to ask the chaver a question. Let's say I didn't do bittel. A guy forgot. He forgot to do bittel. He didn't get nachum. He's not fortunate to get nachum's post, and he forgets to do bittel erev Pesach. Could happen. He forgot to do bittel. But he searched his house and he finds a piece of chametz on Pesach. Was he over anything? Listen to the shayla. It could be not. Many rishayim amash mamichol. The isser is not to have chametz. The isser is to leave chametz. I didn't leave. I searched as best. I searched. You're not even over bainus. You're not over at all. You're not over at all. What? It means as an Ella. Don't leave around chametz, bal yura, bal yimatzah, instead, search and destroy. So I searched and destroyed. I did it. I searched and destroyed. So Chazal say it means something. Don't find, it's saying, Hashem's pointing you. Don't find chametz. What should I do? Search and destroy. So I searched and destroyed. The Isser is not to have, the Isser is to leave chametz. The Lashon of the Gemara, when it says why you do bittel, it says Shema Yimska Gluska Yafi, you might find a nice piece of cake. It doesn't stop there. The Gemara should stop there. You might find a piece of cake and you were over. It doesn't say that. It says Vidaitel Ve, and you won't burn it then. The problem's not that you found, because I found, so what? I tried. The problem is what happens when you do find the piece? What are you supposed to do? You have to burn it. If you find a piece in Chol Moed, you burn it, destroy it. We'll worry you'll find the piece and you won't destroy it. If you destroy it, so what's the problem? You never left anything. And what you found, you destroyed. The problem is when you find a nice piece, you may delay from burning. It's like mamish, a good Dunkin', you know, something a schmack, and you'll delay, you'll be over then. Not you were over because you weren't over, you didn't leave. The problem is you might delay and you'll be over then. So that's very many Rishonim saying the Lush Nagamara certainly sounds like that. You might find the piece Vidaiti Lave and decide not to burn it. If I did bitl, I won't be over. I either made it hefker, it's not mine, or I mentally destroyed it.
There's still going to be like the, like I want it, like, but
that's a good question. In Rashi, that you mentally destroyed it, if you like it, does that undo your mental destruction? L'chayr not. Hefker also. In Rashi? In Rashi, there's something called mental destruction. I mentally destroyed it.
What am I getting out of mentally destructing?
You're not over chametz on Pesach. I mentally destroyed it. It's amazing. That's how Rashi learns. That's how Rashi...
It's way more to come back to. It's much easier to come back to. The whole mechanism...
You have to be kind. It doesn't come automatically. But not if you were mafkir. Now it's not mine because I was mafkir. Hashem won't make it mine. Now to make mine, I have to do a kenyan. I'm not doing a kenyan. Now... Avid, I want you to hear this. Now, so we, la halacha, we do both plans. All of us are going to do both plans. We physically destroy chametz. We don't rely just on the bittul. Taisvis says we're worried we'll come to eat it. So we don't rely on bittul. We look and destroy. We don't just search and destroy in case we miss a piece. And then we see it and we delay from burning. It will be over then.
Delaying from burning is an avera.
Correct. On Pesach? Yeah. But we did bittul. But if we did bittul, you're safe.
Why are you safe?
You did bittul. Yeah, you should get rid of it. You should get rid of it. 100%. If you find it on Pesach, even if you did bittul, you should burn it. But it's not when you're safe. You did bittul. It's not yours. You're mafker it or you mentally destroyed.
Isn't that good that you have no chashivas, bro? Isn't that a bittul of all your chametz?
Not if you didn't do bittul. It's only in what you burnt. It's only in what you burnt. But on the stuff you didn't burn, you have to speak it out. We speak it out. Before we burn it, we speak it out. Now, we do both. We destroy some chametz. We destroy some. It's interesting. It's very interesting. At night, you're going to do bittul twice, and I want to speak this out. We do it twice. I'm going to explain why we do it twice. We do bittul twice. The night before we burn, the Leil of Bdika, Erev Pesach, after Bdika, you're going to say, I'm mevatel all the chametz I didn't find. The reason you're not mevatel the chametz you found is you still might eat it. There's another cheshbon not to do bittul, because in case Tashbisu is an act of mitzvah, I don't want to be mafkeret. I want to own it. I want to own some chametz to burn. In case Tashbisa was an act of mitzvah, like shake the lulav, burn the chametz, so at night, we're not mevatel the stuff I plan on burning. At night, you say, kol chamir v'chamia d'loy chazdei. Whatever I didn't see, whatever I'm not going to burn, should be hefker. What I saw, I don't want to be mafker. I'm going to actually burn tomorrow. By day... You already burn everything. You should say whatever. Now I'm just whatever. I burnt. I didn't burn. I saw. I didn't see everything. Yeah, right after you burn, you say that.
You did burn it.
What?
What's the issue? I thought my being bitter, like you did burn it.
But remember, it's interesting. That's a very good point. Very good. Avi says, why do we do that at night? I thought by bittul, that's another thing. Are you mekayim tashbisa with your bittul? Let's say Tashbisu is an active command. Let's say it is. Are you Mekayim Tashbisu with Bittul? Say what you just said. Depends on Rashi and Tosfos. In Rashi, that Tashbisu is mental destruction. It's learned from Tashbisu. See Mekayim Tashbisu. In Tosfos, that Tashbisu is Hefker. So you're not Mekayim Tashbisu. You just don't own it. Tashbisu says get rid of it. You don't get rid of anything. You just don't own it. So in Taisvis, you're not Mekayim Tashbisu. The Shagazari speaks out, we paskin like Taisvis. The reason at night, he says we paskin like Taisvis, Shagazari, that Tashbisu is Hefker. So at night, the Tashbisu we do, that Bittul's Hefker. So according to Taisi, you're not Mekayim Tashbisu. So at night we say, I'm Mevatel, whatever I didn't find. What I found, I want to burn. After we burn, we say, I'm after, I'm doing Bittul on everything. So you do two Bittuls, Chevra. What? According to Rashi, it's a very good Kasha. Why don't I just Mevatel everything? I'm Mekayim Tashbisu. It's a bomb Kasha.
It definitely would be a night, though.
Yeah, in Rashi, it's strange. Why are you doing it at night and by day? Why are you doing that? Yeah, according to Rashi, maybe you're doing tashbis on what you don't want to eat. And what you eat, maybe that's why we do it at night and by day. One at night, and I speak out what I didn't find. At night, I say, I'm mevata whatever I didn't find. That's what I found. I still, by day, after I burn, I want to do bitl on everything.
In whatever I found.
Yeah, whatever I did, whatever.
Is that it's going like this? It's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, that's pashtus, how we paskin, yeah. So this is what a person, by the way, what'd you say?
So if someone's leaving early, whatever he finds, saying should burn it tomorrow? So what
he doesn't have to burn it yet. He has to know where it is. He should bring it. He should bring it with him. Yeah, he's not coming back. He should bring it. If he wants to leave it here, well, how's he getting rid of it? If he's selling it, maybe. He has to.
Yeah, throw it out.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, we burn. Why do we make a fire Erev? Is encased as an act of command of Tashbis. So that's supposed to be Erev Pesach, that Chi of Tashbis.
Is that the right though?
Maybe. That's
last year, we couldn't do it. We're stuck. Rebbe's father said, I think they said
they
don't have to. He said
that was last year. You were stuck in there. Oh, my God. You were in jail last year, Erev Pesach.
Is that recorded, right?
No, you didn't do anything wrong. It's good. Speak out. What country were you in?
Colombia.
And why were you in jail?
I don't know.
It's a true story.
He brought flowers. We have to say it. You couldn't even give the stuff.
Crazy.
All right, we have a title of the shir. Avi goes to
jail. Did you get out before Pesach?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. In Colombia. And in Panama? You were supposed to go to a different country, ended up there.
We were supposed to fly to Rebbe's father's house at midnight on Pesach. Well, we could be in that fire and fly back and go.
Unbelievable. Interesting. So you said you did bittul, you did your chiv, you did your bittul.
My report is that then the burning, the searching night, but also everything was symbolical. Getting it.
Nothing symbolical. I know. I don't. There are no symbols here. There's two ways we get rid of chametz. We do both. Like Aryeh said, even though we did bittul, we still do bedika. Even though we did bittul, bedika search and destroy. The search and destroy purpose is because you might come to eat it. Like that's we'll go like Tysus for now. And even though we search and destroy, we still do bittul in case we find something and we delay from burning it.
It's because just so that we actually find something, right?
That's to make our bedika. Yeah, that's a good question.
Why don't you do a regular bittul at night, the first one? You can just say whatever.
We do that.
No, I thought you said only.
We leave over what I didn't find. What I find, I'm not mevatel yet. Either because I want to eat some stuff, so I don't want to be mafkid, or I want to burn some stuff. I want to burn chametz tashbisu. According to Taisus, I want to burn stuff. According to Taisus, I want to do tashbisu.
The reason you burn is that so that you don't find something and you have maybe all night to eat, I'm going to forget.
Why do I burn if I did bittul?
Yeah,
just a bittul? Because you might come to eat some stuff.
Okay, so what's the difference if you find something that you didn't burn?
No, but at least I won't have tons of stuff in my house. The hope is I'll have nothing. So these are the two. No, the pieces we put out, and that's 10 is Kabbalistic. The pieces we put out is since I'm searching, we don't want it, we make a bracha on the bedikah, we don't want it to be a bracha levatala. So therefore, we put out pieces to make sure it's not a bracha levatala. There are in Yanim to the 10 pieces. Ephraim, what are you tying
there? Why don't we do bittul the night before and everything? You can still eat it. It's not like it's somebody else.
According to Taisus.
And you could even burn it the next day when you pick it up. It's now yours.
Be rekind it?
You're walking.
I want it to be mine still.
It is.
But it's not just why don't you? I want it to be. I still might want to
eat breakfast.
You're allowed to, but I don't want to be mafgrid. It's very exact. At night, I don't want to be mafgrid. Why would I do it in case I forget?
I'm
I hear. I want to eat breakfast. Probably out the burning because I want to do tashbisu mine. I want to burn my things. Like, be kind of tomorrow. I want it to be mine still. But I want it to be mine. I hear what you're saying. I want it to be mine tomorrow. So it's not mine. I don't want to burn Efka. I wasn't Yaitza tashbisu. I'm Yaitza tashbisu mine. He's right. Theoretically, they'd be aware. I want to say that what Avi says. By the way, when you do bedika, crumbs like little crumbs, we're not really worried. As part of your bedika, you're not over balyura balyumatz on crumbs. They're bottled by themselves. Mothers are extremely machmir, and there's what to talk about. Minag Yisrael, we're a cool people. We're machmir way beyond the letter of the law, way beyond. And the attitude is a serious attitude to chametz. We're saying something, and the attitude of Klal Yisrael is machmir beyond. Now, there's reasons to be machmir. Remember, eating is even on a mashu. You're not allowed to eat chametz on Pesach. And even a mashu of chametz, you're not allowed to eat. Even a drop. In terms of the Isser Bal Yuram Bal Yamatzi, you're not over for crumbs. Yeah, that has to be Makam Shemach Nisim by chametz. It has to be that chametz was really brought there. If a place that was never brought chametz, you don't have to do bedik. It has to be... So we searched the cars. Zecher, you have to search your car. Zecher, the guys who have cars for sure have to search their car. Now crumbs, I'm not worried about. You don't have to clip the crumbs. Now we do crumbs. We clean crumbs. Klal Yisrael's machmir. We're also worried about the eating. We don't want to come to eat it. So then, don't worry about crumbs. If you're for sure not going to, okay. So kazeis and bal yura bal yematza. It's my wishes. Oh, so just do bittel, but it could be there's a light plug. It could be since Shema Yavalachle, they will mechaya bedika. Even if I have a case, I'm not. That's his question. Forget Rabbi Say, Avi just asked a very, a super, super intelligent question. If I know I'm not going to be on Pesach, so now I'm not going to come to it. I'm not going to be there, so just do bittel. Could you be mevatel in your house and you know you're not going to be there? And the answer probably is that since Chazal will mesakin chiyah b'dika, the reason they will mesakin is Shem Yavlachloi. But lemaisa, they made a takana, you have to search and destroy. So the pashtus is one is obligated still to search his house. The people ask the shal, very intelligent. Avi saying, if I know I'm going away, so don't make me do bedika. I'll just do bittel. Why are you not happy with bittel? I'll come to eat it. I'm not going to come to eat it. I'm not going to be home. That's what Avi intelligently is asking. The answer is Chazal made a chiyuv bedika. Now the reason they made that chiyuv is Shem Yavlachlo, but then it's a loy plug. Minhagim, there's a chiyuv the rabban. A chiyuv we don't say that. On a chiyuv we don't say. Here the rabbanu mechayev v'dika. Sarach livdaik, it's a chiyuv. That baitkin are the first Mishnah Psachim. That's a chiyuv. That's the pashtus. Klar Avi? Pretty clear? Pretty clear?
Pieces did I say
also or no? It's just a list. Pashtus is an assay. We ask that Minchas Chinuch, is it an active chiyuv? Or is it just another way of saying not have, not don't have? That's a shayla to Minchas Chinuch.
If it's an active chiyuv, then even if you go away, for sure I have to run.
No, but if I did bittel, so I don't have chametz. But I don't have chametz to burn. See, I wasn't over anything. Maybe I replaced, I was close, but I wasn't over. Avi's asking, so good, let's say I will burn. He's asking something different. He's asking the whole chiyuv to search and destroy, just do bittel, is because you might come to eat it. In a case.
The only reason why you have to burn it is because you might
come to eat it. Yeah.
It's not because you have to burn it.
I mean, if Tashbisu is an act of chiyuv and Taisus, you're not Mikayim Tashbisu, good, so maybe I have one piece, but even if you hold it's an act of chiyuv. get some chametz to burn. Get some chametz to burn. But I won't be over by your own, by your mutz in my house because I did bittul. So I'll burn a piece. I'll be saying burn a piece. Wherever you go, guys going to the Bahamas for Pesach. Burn a piece of chametz, you did tashbisu. What's in your house, I did bittul. So it's in my house, I did bittul, and I burnt the piece. Huh? I did bittul. I did bittul.
You still can't have it in your possession.
Not if you do bittul. That's for sure not if you do bittul. We said, why do you get rid of it? You weren't it because where you'll come to eat it. He's saying, I'm not home. I'm in the Bahamas.
That doesn't come into the bittul. That doesn't come into that aspect. You know, it doesn't combine that since you might come to eat it, the bittul's not good without destroying it. They're not connected.
But he's asking, let's say it's not. The worry, Taisa says,
but
the reason.
Connected.
The reason is you might come to eat it. So Avi's saying, I'm in the Bahamas. I'm literally not home. I'm not going to come to eat it.
But we don't say your bittul is not good because you might come to eat it. The bittul's still good.
The bittul zikr is still good. We say still do a bedika because you might come to eat it. So Avi wants to know in a case where I'm not going to come to eat it, why putter from the bedika? That's Avi's very intelligent question. Highly
putter from the bittul. Also, why do you have to do the bittul?
That we said shemayim sagluska yafa. You're saying I lose that smar of finding a nice piece. Avi's saying, let's say I do bedika and I'm going to be in the Bahamas. The whole smar is I'll find a nice piece. I'm not even there. The only problem with that, Michal, is that you can find a nice piece where you are with you in your suitcases. Yeah. You don't know where it's going to be. It might be with you. So the bittul for sure. I never heard of a smar to get rid of the bittul. Yeah, in your pocket. So the bittul you'll need for sure. He's asking, do you need the bedik?
No, really, that was not the delaying. The delaying is not a problem. It's like actually yours. So he's finding your pocket. And
no, if I just do bedik and no bittul, I might find in my pocket and delay. That's
but
why I need a bittul. Why isn't
it
mine? Because that's why you have to do bittul.
You said you go somewhere. That's not your chametz.
With me. I'll bring stuff with me. You know the classic? What's the most classic? Michal, you know the most classic case people find chametz? The most classic case people find chametz is if a guy, now this is not common, but if a guy has some reason that he put chametz in his kittel, there's something nicer with a bris. What was the story? Somebody had a bris where they served food, Mitzvah Kippur, and he put food in his kittel. That was a great, that's always the dangerous. It might. Right, but the kittel, the next time you wear the kittel after Yom Kippur is the Seder. A guy, there's some mice of the tzaddik who had a kittel, but usually there's no pocket in there, sure. Is there bedafka no pocket in a kittel? Tachrichi ames. My father told me a whole mice in Europe. He told me a mice with a bris. I don't remember what the story was. Anyway.
We don't
want to delay it, so that's why we burn it. We're burning it the next day. So we are delaying it.
And the answer is you probably shouldn't. By the way, your father's burning Erev Pesach before this man. Pick up a piece, it's yours, and burn it. So I also burnt the piece. Not a bad idea. I don't see this much. Do you give your kids, you give Kalman, Revezi, you give Kalman a piece of bread and say it's yours to burn it?
Kalman gives me a piece of bread.
My kids each come to throw one in. They're trying to do tashbisu, so they throw one in. L'chayr, it should be theirs. They're not tashbisu on my stuff. They have a chiyuv tashbisu in theirs. So take a piece and burn. Yeah, that's a shayla minchas chenuch if there's an act of mitzvah tashbisu.
You don't have to actually take the same bread.
Elia. Good to see you. You have a guitar here, Elia? I have a lot more I want to say, but you can't do this much without a song. Bring a guitar, Elia. Come sing something.
I love
the action team. Yeah, it's nice to see him. Great to see him.
Says that the reason why we burn it is just so you don't have any comments. Why would you?
Because you don't come to eat it.
Because you might come to eat it. Why do we have? There's no act.
But he's saying why we get rid of our house completely. He's not saying not to do one act of tashbisu. He's saying why do we search and destroy? Yeah. He's not talking about. Yeah, Tyson wants to talk one piece.
Before when you're searching, like, let's say you're like a little confused before, I want to actually
No. Yes. Well said. Yes. 1,000%. 1,000%. 1,000%. 100%. That's a good one. That's a very good question. Yitzhala, Avi just asked a good question. Put away the phone because you'll write. I like when guys write later. Rev Volba was very against when he said shmooze and people writing during the shmooze. So it's hard to absorb when a guy's just writing. He's like, Maskim Avi? Complicated. It's hard to be. Even you could say some people it helps concentrate, maybe. It's machlokes tanoim. Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda says that the destroying has to be burning. The Chachamim say get rid of it however you want. How do we paskin? Like the Chachamim. We're machmir like Rabbi Yehuda. That really, there are two ways you could destroy it. You could flush it down the toilet. You could do anything. We pass can like the Chachamim, destroy it any way you want. It's a chumra Klal Yisrael does. Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana says you have to burn it. We do a fire to be machmir like Rabbi Yehuda. The Chum say get rid of it any which way you want. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to burn it. So we burn it to be machmir like Rabbi Yehuda. Isser Asseh, yeah. It says on Shabbos, it says to have Shabbos, and there's an Isser Asseh. It doesn't mean to do anything. It means not to do malacha. So, Tishbais, it's such a lush and rest, and it doesn't mean anything. It just means don't do malacha. There are what's called an Isser Asseh. Doesn't mean, yeah. Okay. We'll see more. We'll see more, but let's let Elia do a song. Is it tuned? What song? You want to do Muhammad Ali, but you do the whole thing? What?
Sing together.
Maybe you do it. You want to do a different one? You know also Pe'eri Alai? You know it? Avi, ready? Let's do Peiri Alai, then we'll continue on. You don't know it?
Six?
Rob, there's a whole like thing. What? Yeah. Thank you, Elia. Let's just finish this up practically. Just this last point. If I find chametz on Pesach, ever, what do I do? If I find chametz on Pesach, again, let's get the scenario. Let's assume I did bittul. I did bittul and bedik, and I find chametz. So the first things you have to know, you weren't over anything. Zero. Not b'shayin that you did bittul. What should you do right now? What? So Aviad says you should burn it. It's chametz. Now you could say if you did bittul, it's hefker. It's not yours. So what's the problem? On Yom Tov itself, you're supposed to cover it. Kofel of Kli, you cover it. You shouldn't do anything. On Chol HaMoed, you get rid of it. Avi asks, on Yom Tov itself, why don't you just throw it out? What's the problem? So Leo says muksa. Muksa, you can't move it. It's not. It's muksa. Has no purpose. The chametz is muksa.
So I'm not allowed to throw out like food plate.
Food is not muksa. Who's not muksa? Gerev shel rei. If it's disgusting, if some most plates aren't muksa, they have uses you could throw out. This is literally muksa.
If you have moldy avocado, you can throw it out or no?
That's a good question. If you have a food, something can't become muksa on Shabbos. So if it was moldy coming into Shabbos as junk, yeah, you can't throw it. It says gerev shel rei is very disgusting to leave it around. Is there a teirim of muksa? But chametz is muksa. No, chametz is muksa. There could be cases if it's nasty, because stam, it's nothing wrong, leave it. Well, it's not anybody else. There's no isser to throw it out. We're not going, you sold it. We're going, you have chametz. Yes, you should cover it so you don't come to eat it. You should cover it. Now, the rule is on Chol Moed you burn it. Now let's say you didn't do bittul and you find the piece of chametz on Pesach. So Tosfos says you still shouldn't get rid of it because of muksa. So you should cover it. The problem is this, the Kesef Mishnah asks this Kasha. I have an Isser Darais of Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzah. What was your first name? Levi. There's a big problem. Let's say I didn't do Bedika. I didn't do Bittul. I forgot it could happen to a guy. I forgot to do Bittul. And he finds a piece of chametz on the first day Pesach. Mamish finds a piece of cake on Pesach. And if he did bittul, so that's like Avi said, there's no shes. But let's say he didn't do bittul and he finds a piece on Yom Tov itself.
Why can't you do bittul right now?
Says the Rambam, the Rishonim speak out. You can't do bittul after this mana iser. Because you don't really own it. Because you can't do bittul what you don't own. It's only Hashem made it yours. On that, you can't do bittul. That's open in the Gemara. That you have to mevatel kodmus man iser. On that amount, Hashem makes it yours, but it's tough luck. There's nothing to do about it then. After this mana iser, you cannot be mafker what's not yours. Because not yours to be mafker it.
A little bit.
Yeah, it's funny. I know what you're saying, and as much as Hashem made it yours, but that's only if you did nothing before this mana is. So you can't, that's clear in the Gemara that you can't do bittul after this mana is. There's an open Gemara. So now watch this. A guy didn't do bittul Erev Pesach, he forgot. He didn't get Nachum's text. Comes on Pesach, he has a piece of chametz. JD, you with me? A guy has a piece of chametz, he finds a piece of bread on Pesach, and he didn't do bittul, he forgot to do bittul. So it says cover it. Frecht Reb Yosef Kairo. Reb Yosef Kairo wrote a sefer on the side of the Rambam called Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah is written by Reb Yosef Kairo. And he asks a kasha there, I don't get it. You have an Isser Darais Ephraim of Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzah. Muksa's an Isser Darabanan. How can an Isser Darabana, Muksa, I have an Isser Daraisa, it says get rid of it. How can a Darabana and Trump a Daraisa?
The covering
is not that just size won't complete it, but it's there. So you tell me, because of Muksa, I don't burn it. I have an Isser Daraisa, Bal Yimatzah. I'm sorry. What did the Rabbana say? No, don't touch it. I have an Isser Daraisa to leave it there. What? So firstly, just pick it up and throw it in the garbage. That's one. Two is you ask, you're allowed to burn it. The answer to that is why do people smoke on Yantiv? Because mitoich, that's a mitoich, it's not oich nevesh smoking. Anything that's mutter for achila is mutter for any pleasure. Mitoich ochel tzarech ochel tzarech, any pleasure. As long as it's tzarech Yantiv. So why can't I burn it on Yantiv? Says the Rishonim that it's muksa. Fire. You're doing fire. Any hana, as long as it's tzarech v'yantiv. What? That's one. It's machlokes Taisis and the Ran. The Ran says not called the tzarech hayoyim. Tais says called the tzarech hayoyim because I have an iser. That's a tzarech. It's a tzarech. It's a tzarech hayoyim. I don't know if it's pleasure. No, because a muksa. Taisis says muksa. Taisis says muksa.
Why does that stop?
You're allowed to do a fire. He has muksa though. But it's muksa. Now how can an Isser frak the kesef Mishnah? How can an Isser muksa Michal tell me I have an Isser Daraisa Bal Yura Bal Yamatza? Because of muksa, I'm not gonna throw it in the garbage, burn it, throw it in the garbage, get rid of it. Either the two approaches, the kesef Mishnah has two answers. Either passive, you listen to Rabbanan, you're not over the Raisa. The problems, the Rabbanan could tell you also not to, the Rabbanan does not to shake a lulav on Pesach. The Rabbanan passively could let you be over the Raisa. The problem here is that it's not called passive because by leaving it there, the Issa the Raisa is to leave it. If there's a mitzvah the Raisa to shake a lulav, the Rabbanan could tell you don't. If the Isser is to leave it, the Rabbana can say leave it. That's not so pasha, they can. They could be oikir v'shev al tasa. When the mitzvah is to do, the Rabbana could say not to do. If the Isser is to leave it, the Rabbana can say to leave it. They go against the Torah. The Torah, if the Torah said to do something, the Rabbana could be oikir daraisa v'shev al tasa passively. That's what the Torah said, do, shake a lulav. The Rabbana on Shabbos say don't. If the Torah said not to leave it, the Rabbana can't say leave it. It is going, but at least they're not actively. They're just saying sit and do nothing. They're not actively breaking. Here, the Torah said don't leave it. They can't say leave it. The answer, the Kesef Mishnah says lav be'idnei. It's not the same time. Kesef Mishnah says since if I pick it up to move it, I'm over muksa the second I pick it up. I don't solve the problem till I destroy it, till I put it in the facilities. So I don't solve, since it's lav be'idne, not at the same time, he says you have no right to be over muksa. He says, but don't worry about your daraisa, because you're not, the iser is to actively leading it. Here the Rabbanan didn't let me touch it, so I'm not over. The iser is to leave chametz. I didn't leave chametz, the Rabbanan don't let me touch it. The Isser Bal Yura Bal Yamatza means don't leave it, burn it. Here I can't. I'm not allowed to touch it. So I'm not over, the Kesef Mishnah says. I'm not over anything. The Rabbana don't let me touch it. By the way, the second Chol HaMoed comes, wait till Abdullah, and then destroy it.
If someone sells a chametz, it's not mine.
We weren't talking about selling at all. I've not discussed this whole day yet selling. If you sold it, it's not yours. We'll discuss selling it. I didn't touch selling. That's why I said there's a third plan. I'm talking about the two plans right now. Yes. Yeah, even though it says Bal Yira, we learn from Bal Yamatz, okay. Even if you don't see it. Yes. Yes, 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 if it's there, yes.
The second reasoning of the
Kesef Mishnah? Yosef Cairo. He says that la be'idne, the muksi are over the second you pick up the chametz. Right. I don't salve it till I chuck it in the garbage, till I get rid of it. So I have no right to be over the Rabbanan to salve my deraisa. If I want to bring the chametz as a piece of bread I found, if I carry it to the garbage, I was over muksa now. I didn't salve it till I... Ooh. You just asked the Kasha. My Rebbe wrote a Sefer on Shas. Rebbe Moshe Brown wrote a Sefer on Shas. And he says, he brings a Magen Avram, who says that L'shitas Taisa, the problem's muksa, is you're allowed to burn it in its spot. to which my Rebbe asked as a Rashbad of Chavtes and Shabbos that burning mukzah is like moving it. So my Rebbe in his Sefer asked, the Beis Halevi asked this kasha as well, that how could you burn it in its spot, burning it's like moving it? To which I want to claim exactly what you just said, Avi, that the whole problem is this kesemisha, the whole problem is not the same time. You're right, burning it, but here I have a daraisa balira, the rabbanon the muksa, and it's the same time, so that's why you can burn it in its spot. But Avram says you can, yes.
Should you? Now that you could, you have to?
I want to speak out, Avi. There's only, first of all, if you didn't do bittul, and it's only Lushitas Taisvis. There are other Rishayim who say, the Ran says that it's not called the Tzarech Hayim, burning it. Because it's not a hana, it's only a mitzvah, that's not called a tzarech hayayim. So there are other issues. La lacha lemaisa, anybody finds chametz of Pesach should just cover it. And on chol moed get rid of it. That's the halacha lemaisa. L'shitas taisis, there's a Magen Avraham, you could burn it. La lacha lemaisa, if you find chametz on Pesach, you cover it. And on chol moed, right away at night, get rid of it. Yeah, you're going to burn the house down. There are other factors. You're going to have problems. Practically, if a guy finds chametz on Pesach, should cover it, and on Chol Moed get rid of it. That's what a guy should do practically. I like learning the halachas first. If I would come, when you learn the halacha, like brings you somewhere, Avi, we're like studying. This is the mayach that brings us to the adayim above the head. But when you learn all these halachas, you get a sense we're battling chametz. There's like, what is this chametz? What is this sugya? We're like learning halach, we're handling any baal machshava, any good chassidish, any yid. What is this chametz we're fighting? What's going on? Like, what's happening here, JD? There's like this war against chametz that we're starting now from Purim. What's happening? What's chametz? What's Hashem saying to us? What's the message? Now, Whenever we give a tam of a mitzvah, we're not saying there's the reason. Hashem said, and we're loyal, but he's talking to us, Hashem. Not to think about mitzvahs would be strange. So it's kedai to think about, it's something so interesting. The whole year we're cool with chametz. The whole year it's like chametz is fine. There comes this man of our beginning of our people. Pesach's mamish, the beginning of our people. And we have this war against chametz, this like absolute war against chametz, where we're searching, destroying, being mevatel. What is this inyan that was so busy with destroying chametz? What is it? So that's what I want to think about with the chevra. I'd love to come up with idea to really think through what's Hashem. Now he's telling us something. And to just say, Hashem said, certainly, we do it if you don't understand, but he's saying something and telling us to destroy. And they're pshat and brut. I'm not going to talk today. I don't want to overload our brains. And we did a lot of the halach and some of the lumdus today of chametz. But I do want to think about going forward, JD, is what's Hashem saying to us. Because Hashem communicates things to us. What's this chametz that we're like becomes our enemy? It's great to see you, Sri. Really. Fantastic, Sri. Really. Fantastic.
Yeah, me and mine. Last night when I was talking to you about your
beer? Shleimi, you have your banjo? You could do it with the guitar. It's hard for you. Arya, you play. You know how to play, brother. Could Arya borrow the guitar, Akiva? Akiva, you could play, brother. Shleima, come, Shleima.
He's almost there.
On what? Come, Shleima. Yitz, you know the brothers song? Mm.
it's from the searching, get a little worn out in between. Like a bull chasing the matador, there's a man left his own skis. Everybody needs someone beside him, shining like a lighthouse from the sea. Brother, let me be your shelter, never leave you all alone. I can be the one you call when you're low. Brother, let me be your fortress, not winds are driving home. Be the one to light the way, bring it home. Around my heart, I find a way to drop the keys when my failures work. Now my hands can't reach that far. I am made for a rivalry, I can never take the world alone. I know that in my weakness I am strong, but it's your love that brings me home. Brother, let me be your shelter, never leave you all alone. I can be the one you call when you're low. Brother, let me be your fortress when the night winds are driving home. Be the one to light the way, bring it home. When you're gone and need me, say where you go, brother, I'm right here. And all those days when the sky begins to fall, you're the blood of my blood, we can get through it all. Brother, let me be your shelter, never leave you alone. I can be the one you call. Brother, let me be your fortress, not when you're driving home. Be the one to light the way.
Thank you, Shlomo. Srilly, Srilly, come sing something with Yudi. Come.
Everybody over here.
Yudi, come.
Rabbi, go on.
Srilly, Shlomo is singing. Shlomo is singing.
Srilly, right here, you're
there. Srilly, what are you in the mood of singing? You know the whole Lace Yehuda? Good afternoon, Lace Yehuda. Let's go.
Nah, I'm just watching. I'm watching. Yeah, but I'm not ready to go out in public yet.
I know I can fall.
have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.